Join us at Firefly. Pull up a kitchen chair. There's music in the making, and we hope to see you there. Gather round your radio. We can chat about our tunes as friends and neighbors get together to play a few old tunes. Local folk on the radio, it's time to listen in. Local folk on the radio, let the music you speak in.
Welcome one and all to another edition of Local Folk Radio, brought to you by the Central Indiana Folk Music and Mountain Dulcimer Society. Check us out at our website, www.indianafolkmusic.org. We've got a lot of good stuff up and running for you today with a listen to a group called Trillium and other exciting things, perhaps some information on getting the best out of your music. So here we go. We're going to take a moment and listen to some music from Trillium, a folk group that's just from over the border in Illinois there, from their CD Over the Waterfall. And in fact, this cut is Over the Waterfall Blackberry Blossom. This group is comprised of Mim Elkman, Ed Hall, Doug Lofstrom, and Paul Russell. So let's give this a listen. Another listen to the band Trillium from up the old Evanston, Illinois way. This one, we're going hog wild, as it were, because it's a set. It's called Pig Ankle Rag, Pig Town Fling, and Festival Rag, all jammed together. Let's give it a listen. Thank you.
talk about jamming and those large groups of people that you see roaming parking lots and other places at music festivals that you might see sitting around picking and playing and enjoying each other's company. I always wondered as an outsider before I really returned to being a musician, how does this happen? I mean, is it kind of like Shakespeare in Love? A miracle occurs and 20 people sit down and suddenly start playing music. So I'm thinking probably not. And we got some really good tips on jamming from festivals and stuff this year. We wanted to be able to share that information with you. So today, Dave and I are going to be talking about rules, suggestions, and etiquette for jamming.
Yes.
Yes, definitely. We are. So, Dave, do you want to give us some differentiation between rules and suggestions?
Well, sure. Yeah, one, I mean, there are a couple of rules that should be common sense, but we make them rules anyway. And the number one rule is be in tune.
Yes, that sounds important.
Yes.
In ensemble.
It doesn't matter what level of jam you're in if you're not in tune. It's not going to sound good, and people are not going to be happy with you, and they're perfectly within your rights to tell you to tune your instrument. So please don't be offended. Another thing is be sure you're in the right key. You know, somebody hollers out what the key is, which is usually happens. You know, you just need to do that and keep the beat of the song. And those are pretty much the rules there.
Right, that and normally a jam has a leader.
Yes, they do, and that can be just one person, or it can be passed around. Typically, you're sitting in a circle, so that can also be passed around.
Yeah, because I've seen it where somebody's kind of the one calling the shots and saying, okay, let's play this now, and everybody looks to that person to do that, and then I've been at jams where that is passed around the circle, and everybody gets to pick a song and lead the song. So,
and when they do go to lead that song, part of the etiquette that we were discussing earlier is that is their song, and you're doing it the way they want to do it. Doesn't matter how you know the song, the version of the song you play, it's their song, so you play at their tempo, their key. If they throw in an extra chord, you need to listen for that and do that too, because as you get to playing, you'll find that there are sometimes different chord progressions to the same songs. And those are some of the things on etiquette that goes around with that.
Yeah, and one of the things that I started doing, kind of being uncomfortable with sitting down and playing with people who were a lot better than I was just standing around and watching. And I think that's a really good thing to do if you're a newcomer to a group, even if you're standing there with your instrument case hanging off your shoulder. You know, just kind of watch for a few minutes and make sure it's a group that you feel comfortable participating in. You may not know anybody, but you've got the love of music and your desire to play that you share, so that's always good company.
Well, and with that comes another thing. Most jams have a core group of, you know, however many people that typically show up at a jam, and
like if it's a recurring jam that you
right,
might
a
have
particular
at a restaurant
club
or a bar
yeah,
or club
might have
yeah.
that might have something like that, which there are some of those around town. And you have your core people, and they're typically what's considered the inner circle. A lot of groups are just wide open to letting anybody who comes to sit in just jump right up into the inner circle. Others are not. You kind of have to watch. But if you're not comfortable but you want to do some playing, to kind of sit in an outer circle and just sit back and to go, hey, I'm just going to kind of listen and play along when I can. Most groups are usually fine with that, and if you're kind of in the outer circle, that is your role, just to kind of do more rhythm and that type of thing.
Okay, and it's my understanding from talking to other people and being a percussionist, this isn't always something I think of, but I should be able, or it would behoove me to be able to recognize guitar chords on sight. that, you know, people play, so I understand what chord or what key they might be playing in, or, you know, be able to follow along a little bit if I get lost.
Right, because even though the notes are the same, some guitar players use a different fingering or a different position on the neck. So it's good to know if, even if you're not a guitar player, fiddle player, mandolin player, banjo player, to know those chords, just so as they're going through a song, especially one you might not be familiar with, you can follow them by watching the chord shapes that they're going to. And a lot of times they'll let you know too that in a song that maybe it's in the key of G, but it also has say an E minor chord or something thrown in, which wouldn't be a normal chord in the key of G to play, and they'll kind of warn you for things coming up too, but then you can watch their hands, you see that, you know, chord positions, then you'll see when that comes through. So I'm a mandolin player, but it's really nice to know that, because it makes it a lot easier to follow songs. And also the other thing as a guitar player is to carry a capo. That way, as you're playing different keys, somebody calls for a key that you may not know how to play in, you've got that capo and it's your friend, and you can make that guitar any key you want. So that's a good thing to have with you at a jam.
That sounds like really good advice, Dave. And one of the things, too, that's important is whether you're the jam leader or the lead gets passed around the circle when it's your turn, it's nice if you announce the song and the key that it's going to be played in, and anything that's different about the chord progression that you might use during the song, just to give everybody the opportunity to play to their best. And most people sing on the chorus and most times harmonies, but normally the jam leader just sings the verses, or does that kind of vary too, Dave?
Usually just the jam leader sings verses, but once again, with harmonies, as it varies group by group. If the song originally has harmonies on the verses, a lot of people will then put that on the verse. You know, and that's one thing, but typically the set leader, gets to sing the lead on that. He also gets to pick who might take a solo break on a tune, especially in bluegrass. He might look to the mandolin player or the banjo player or somebody, and as a participant, you need to kind of keep your eye on the leader, because he may look to you, and then when he does, you can shake yes or no as to whether you want to take a break or not. Sometimes,
so it's okay to decline if you're not comfortable with
exactly,
it.
Exactly. There's no shame in that at all. It's, you know, some tunes you're better on than others.
It's important to make eye contact
and let him know so that he can pick somebody
or she.
So the set leader, song leader can let, you know, can know who else to select, and they may choose not to have solo breaks in it. Other set leaders may prefer that everybody just plays the melody, and they may call out for that, so that if you know how to play the song melody on the instruments, which is very typical in say an old time jam, they'll just the leader may just holler and play, and everybody who knows the melody will play it rather than an individual taking a solo break. But once again, that's all up to the leader, and that will vary group to group. So you just, especially if you're a newcomer, you just have to be kind of on your senses and be aware of what's going on, and just once again, especially as a newcomer, don't try and barge in and be the whole show. That's never the point of a jam.
Right, but you know, I've often heard a verse or the chorus repeated more times than you would normally hear in the song, just to give everybody the opportunity to take a break, or, you know, who wants to.
Right, and once again, that's the discretion of the song leader, and sometimes it'll go on all night because you're just having way too much fun to stop. And if you have that, you found the right jam.
And one of the tips that we got this summer from Larry Waite, who's part of the
The Peach Pickers.
The Peach Pickers.
Up in Muncie, they.
Yeah, he had some great advice that if they're to keep it simple, unless everybody's okay with it, that it's not a place to play MacArthur Park, which probably isn't a song you would normally hear to jam anyway. Or if you have original material, most people are really interested in that kind of thing, but that's not what a jam is for. That's not.
No.
It's not an open stage. That's not the appropriate place for it, unless, you know, maybe the jam's getting ready to break up and people are going, hey, you want to stick around for a minute and listen to this thing I've been working on?
Right. And some of a jam, too, because of that, is knowing what kind of jam you're going to.
Right.
You know, if you're strictly a bluegrass musician, you know, you don't want to go to an Irish jam. And the Irish call them sessions for whatever reason, but you don't want to go to a session because you won't know any of the songs. And in Irish, it's typically a lot of instrumentals. They play sets, typically two or three songs, in hopefully in the same key. Run, yeah.
That is helpful.
All run together, and they're typically instrumentals, and everybody plays the melody with very few embellishments. And that's, you know, that's Irish, where bluegrass breaks are totally the opposite of that. So, you know what you're going into when you go into the jam, so that you know what your expectations are.
Yeah, that's really good. And the last thing that we want to talk about is how to end a song, because I was really confused. I thought people had a lot of orthopedic problems or had just been sitting all day whenever I was watching jams before, because everybody kept sticking their leg out every once in a while.
Yes, and did you notice that typically at the end of that particular chorus, the song would end?
You know, it was a stunning
revelation.
Yes,
there.
It was.
Well, that is a secret code, because your hands are usually busy.
Well, now that makes sense.
Playing the instrument, that just sticking your foot out is the common way of signaling things. If it's a group and a large group, and there's a table in front of maybe the leader, and you see him stick his foot out, you might assist him by sticking yours out. So everybody know who gets the message all the way around the circle. And
that way everybody ends on at the same time, which is always the goal.
Yes, exactly. If you begin and end on time, what happens in between is just fun.
All right. Well, there you go. There's your Jamming 101 tips and tricks, and we hope you have a good time out there.
Hope to see you at a jam soon.
Back with another tune from Trillium. This one's kind of funny, a little bit of singing in. It's "A Chicken Ain't Nothing But a Bird," written by the late, great Cab Calloway. So we'll hear how an old rhythm and blues tune is done by a up-and-coming folk and dulcimer group.
Chicken. I like fried chicken. Chicken ain't nothing but
This is a little song I wrote called Walkin' Blues, and we're real happy that Glenn and John are going to join us. Got these walking blues from my head down to my shoes. I just can't seem to shake these walking blues. Got these aches and pain, baby, from my feet up to my brain. I just can't seem to shake these aches and pains. Shake it, John. Doggone Bill, John Hall, giving me the chills. I just can't seem to shake these doggone bills. Got these no good friends, and now they're gonna be mine. I just can't seem to shake these no good friends. Shake 'em, baby, shake 'em. Shake 'em, baby, shake 'em. I just can't seem to shake these no good friends. Shake it again, John. Walking blues.
Walking blues,
I got them through and through.
Through and through.
I just can't seem to shake the walking blues. Got these walking blues,
walking blues.
Yeah, oh, but don't give them to you.
Oh,
I just can't seem to shake the walking blues. Shake 'em, baby, shake.
Shake 'em, baby.
Shake 'em, baby, shake.
Shake 'em, baby.
I just can't seem to shake the walking blues. Just can't seem to shake.
Just can't shake.
I just can't seem to shake.
Just
can't seem to shake the walking blues. Just can't seem to shake.
Just can't shake.
I just can't seem to shake. I just can't seem to shake these walking.
Local Folk is brought to you by the Central Indiana Folk Music and Mountain Dulcimer Society. You can find us on the web at www.indianafolkmusic.org. Local Folk is also produced by the following bunch of fun-loving and hard-working people: Phil Slates, Tim Hoke, Gary Ryder, Carla Slates, Nathaniel Rabb, Gary Rogers, Susie Krasick, Dave Slates, Mike Rabb, and a special thanks to our engineer, John Adamson.